For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File. Brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best in deli food, especially this time of the year, the Christmas season, and you're having a party, it's the deli platters and the calzones from Gloria Food that'll make it over the top. I know, I've been there. Joining me today in the Coach's File is Chris Silvera, the newly named varsity basketball coach here at Gloucester High School. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Tim. Thanks.
First year as the head coach, you've spent some years in the program as both volunteer coach and then coaching freshman and JV. How have those years helped, in your eyes, prepare you for the varsity?
Well, I got to know a lot of the kids that are in varsity now because I've had them over the last 3 years. So having them and worked with them in the past, it makes it a lot easier. They know some of the ways I coach and some of the drills we do. So they've already got a little bit of a head start as far as that goes.
Yeah, that certainly helps when there is a familiarity between the coach and the kids, especially not only in terms of X's and O's, but also in terms of the level of expectation that you bring to the team.
Yeah, I mean, we've changed it a lot. Practice is, they're intense, and you have to do it or we run. And if you're not to practice in time, we're going to run, and we're going to take a water break when it's scheduled. It's going to be very tight, and you practice like you play. So if we can get them to work in hardest practice as we want them to play in a game, we'll be fine.
Your own background in basketball, certainly you were and to say star, you were that. You were a star here at Gloucester. You've gone to have a stellar career at Salem State as well. How is that background helped shape your coaching philosophy?
Well, the college level gives you a lot of stuff you can use in practice. And I coached under Jim Todd, who's in the NBA, and Brian Meehan, who's been very successful at Brandeis and Salem State. So I spent a lot of time with those guys. I think I've coached with each one of them for a couple of years. And I pick stuff up from them, and a lot of the philosophies I have and it comes from those guys, and I still refer to them now. I called Brian just the other day, and I was, just asking him about some things I'm thinking about and what his ideas are. And I just talked to Jim Todd. I actually went to a Celtics game, and he was, I ran into him on the floor, and I talked to him for a little bit, and banged some ideas off of him. And it's nice when you have somebody at that level you can talk to, and they can give you some advice.
Certainly is. What can we expect from the Gloucester boys varsity, and I'm sure in the JV and the freshman, because they're going to be reflective of what you guys do. What kind of game are we going to see out of the varsity this year?
We're going to push it. We're going to push the ball up the floor fast, get it ahead. And we want to tighten up the defense. We get some athletic kids. We get a lot of guards in the team, some athletic kids, and we want to put them to use. We want to see them, pick up the defensive intensity. And, if you do that, if you work hard on defense, the rest takes care of itself.
It seemed years ago, the time when I was playing, and certainly when you were playing, that each team, almost every team had a big guy. Not a lot of schools today have that traditional big guy, the kid 6'4", 6'5", or taller like yourself that could really dominate in the middle. Everybody's gone to that maybe three-guard concept to use the quickness.
Yeah, or four out, one in. There's all different kinds of things you can do if you don't have a big center. But we get a couple of kids that rebound good. We get Gabriel's a 6'4", 260-pound kid that can rebound. Nate Young, who's the football quarterback, he plays for us. He can rebound. Brandon Rivera can rebound. So we'll be all right from that aspect. But we are a pretty good shooting team. We got a lot of guards that are sophomores. Which makes the future bright. But, a lot of these kids can shoot, and, that's going to be part of the game, too, is, us knocking down shots.
In terms of returners, how many returners came back from last year's team that you're looking forward to serve as leaders?
There's a group of seniors that we need to be leaders. The guys I've pretty much talked about, Nate Young, Ryan Gabriel, James Muniz, they're our seniors. And, we're going to look to those guys. But there's some underclassmen that have taken somewhat of a leadership role that, that aren't scared to step up. So we're doing all right from that perspective.
Good. All right, Chris, I want to thank you for your time. I know we got a lot of schoolwork to do. We're in the midst of the school day here. I want to make this Philly regular thing. We'll do a catch-up. We'll do reflections on the on maybe the week pass and what's coming up the week ahead. How's that?
Anytime you want, Tim. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Great. All right, that's been Chris Silvera, the new varsity basketball coach here at Gloucester High School. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.